Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Now, it's our second day of our unit on the wedding SOS with George Kotsiopoulos. This, of course, is a show on TLC entitled Say Yes, Wedding SOS. So yes, of course, if somebody proposes to you, if they ask you to marry them, then you should say yes, or you should say no if you don't want to marry this person.
Yeah.
But in this case, I guess he's doing things for people who have said yes, and therefore they're going to plan weddings, but, well, maybe they're overwhelmed by the preparations and they've got to get this wedding taken care of as soon as possible. So they turn to George Kotsiopoulos for help, and he helps them put it all together.
He sure does. So he is officially a style expert. I was thinking he was just a wedding planner at first, but we've also got another person who gets involved with helping these couples, and she's an event planner, Allie Barone. So she helps take care of the space and decorations and kind of is an interior decorator, that type of person, event planner. Oh, she probably takes care of a lot of the details like the food and things like that, but...our George Kotsiopoulos, our Greek guy, he actually gets in there and helps the couple look better, look more beautiful, does kind of a makeover for them. You've probably heard that word before. It's fun to get a makeover if you're in the hands of a professional, which George is. We're going to talk about a different couple who appear in another episode. So we've got different episodes of this program on TV. This is an episode that features Jessica and David. They also have a child, but it's David's child from another relationship, and that's Jess. Let's see. I don't know if we have the kid's name, but we have another son that we're dealing with in this particular episode. But as we always do, guys, we got to read through this first, and then we'll be back to talk about it.
In another episode...George meets Jessica and David, a couple getting married in 2 weeks. They're raising David's 10-year-old son in Jessica's starter home, and things have gotten crowded. In between work, wedding planning, and raising David Jr., Jessica and David haven't made any time for themselves, personally, or as a couple. George is here to help them solve these problems and even make their home a bit more spacious.George has big plans for Jessica and David, both of whom lack self-confidence concerning their appearance. First on David's to-do list is a hair transplant. David's going bald on top, and he'd like to get the transplant for his wedding photos. Next, George arranges a doctor's appointment for David to help him remove a tattoo of his ex-girlfriend's name. Everyone's agreed...that the couple shouldn't start their married life with such an obvious reminder of the past. Finally, David visits a dentist who straightens his teeth. Jessica, who never does anything with her hair, gets a weave, giving her a soft romantic look for her big day. She also goes through a microblading procedure. This semi-permanent tattoo makes her eyebrows appear fuller. Finally,When Jessica discovers that her wedding dress is 4 sizes too big during her final fitting, George helps her find the same style of dress in a smaller size. To finish things off, George gives Jessica and David's house a makeover as well. By removing all the clutter and redecorating the living room, dining room, and master bedroom, the new family will now have a comfortable place to live. To get your fill of wedding SOS,Check out TLC's Say Yes Wedding SOS this September.
Okay, guys, we're going to talk about a different couple who appear in another episode. When you have a TV show, there are several series or episodes. So you have first of all, we call it a TV series, and it'll run probably for a whole fall season or spring season. And one TV series will usually have 8 to 22 episodes, depending on that particular TV show. And every week when that TV show is on TV, it will be a different episode. So we've got another episode that features Jessica and David. They're a couple who are also going to get married in 2 weeks. Notice the time period is 2 weeks. I can't believe that George helps this couple get so much done in 2 weeks because a lot of changes are going to get made.
Indeed. So this is kind of short notice again. They're getting married in just 2 weeks. I've heard of people planning their wedding years in advance, but, yeah, in this particular case, for some reason, they need to get married in 2 weeks. Maybe David or Jessica is taking a new job or something like that. We don't really know. But in any case, they are going to get hitched. They're going to tie the knot. They're going to get married in just 2 weeks. And they are raising David's 10-year-old son in Jessica's starter home. And things have gotten crowded. So David has a child from a previous marriage or a previous relationship. The boy is 10 years old. We're describing him as being a 10-year-old son. So don't say 10-year-old son because 10-year-old here with the hyphens is modifying the word son.
Yeah, it turns into an adjective. So 10-year-old son or a son who is 10 years old. If it follows it, guys, don't put the hyphens on it and do use an S. If it comes before it, don't put an S on. I see this a lot. Tom, for example, it's a 10-minute walk to school. Just yesterday, I was recording something and it said 10 minutes walk to school. No, 10-minute with a hyphen, 10-minute walk, or to walk to school, it takes 10 minutes.
It takes 10 minutes to walk to school, or it's a 10-minute walk to school, or I could say it's a 2-hour drive to Taichung and stuff like that, or it takes 2 hours to drive to Taichung from Taipei. At least that's what people tell me. I drive pretty slow, so it probably takes me about 3.5 hours
then
or so.
I would probably take 1.5 hours because I drive fast.
You would, but in any case, yes, indeed, he's got a 10-year-old son, and it turns out he's David Jr., as we're going to find out, but... this is Jessica's starter home, which I believe is probably her first home, her first house.
Sure.
And I guess it also implies that maybe it's a fixer-upper. Maybe it's a new house that they bought. They got a good deal on it because it's kind of run down, so they need to do a lot of work on it.
Really small.
Really small, indeed. So, yes, because it's so small, it's pretty crowded in there, especially with a 10-year-old boy. You know, he needs a playroom and stuff like that. So, you know, probably need 2 or 3 bathrooms. And in between work, wedding planning, and raising David Jr., Jessica and David haven't made any time for themselves personally or as a couple. And this sounds similar to our previous episode, which was talking about Kayla and Cody. They didn't really have any time for themselves because they're focusing their attention on other things, maybe on work, on David Jr., et cetera, et cetera. So in this particular case, though, we've got the phrase to make time for yourself. Make time in this particular case means, you know, be good to yourself now and then. Make time for yourself. Relax and enjoy life. Quit worrying and working for other people so much. Yeah, make time for yourself. Pursue your own hobbies. Do things that you like to do and quit being such a slave to others.
The reason we say make some time for yourself is because everyone's life is pretty busy these days. You have to decide to just take some time for yourself instead of waiting for time to show up, because it doesn't. So you have to make some time or take some time for yourself. George is there to help them solve their problems and even help make their home feel a bit more spacious. If something's spacious, it feels like it has a lot of room. You're not crowded. Very spacious. I would love a spacious home. Next paragraph, it says George has big plans for Jessica and David, both of whom refer back to Jessica and David, lack self-confidence concerning their appearance. So they don't really feel very confident about how they look. So lack means not to have enough of something, and self-confidence is seen as how you feel about yourself. That's really important. And we're using this word concerning, which means that's a thing that they're worried about, that they're thinking about. So they want some, he wants to help them build their self-confidence towards their appearance. So that's what he's going to help them do. He's got a big list of things and how he's going to accomplish this particular goal.
Right, so he has big plans for Jessica and David, and speaking of Jessica and David, they lack self-confidence about their appearance. Okay, so first on David's to-do list is a hair transplant. Okay, so of course, if you've got something to accomplish, say for example, if you're going to fix up your house or something, it's a good idea to make a to-do list a list of things to do, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, et cetera, et cetera. So, of course, here, Mr. Kotsiopoulos has a lot of things to do for Jessica and David in order to prepare them for their wedding. So he's got a to-do list, different things he's going to do for them. And the first item on this to-do list is a hair transplant, okay? A transplant means something comes from someplace else and goes to another place. This is a hair transplant here. If you're bald, for example, you could consider this. You could get hair from someplace else, maybe from another part of your body, maybe hair from the part of your head that has hair. You kind of cut some of that off, and then you move it to the bald area of your head, and it stays there. That's a hair transplant. Sometimes people have a tooth transplant. I've heard of people getting those here in Taiwan, but I understand that they can be extremely expensive.
Yeah, a lot of guys are doing that these days, getting these hair transplants. They're expensive. A lot of our movie stars have hair transplants. One guy in particular I can mention is Kevin Costner. He has had a hair transplant. And Gordon Ramsay, you mentioned him earlier. He's had a hair transplant as well. But I hear it's expensive. I don't know. Most women, we tend to hold on to our hair a little more, although I do know someone. She's lost her hair when she was about 35. So it does happen. So he's getting his hair transplant for his wedding photos. But next, George arranges a doctor's appointment for David to help him remove a tattoo of his ex-girlfriend's name. Don't ever tattoo your boyfriend or girlfriend's name on your body, just in case something happens. And it usually does, especially when you're younger. Sometimes we do stupid things. So those tattoos, that ink that is put into your skin, it's permanent. It doesn't just wash away. So if you're going to get a tattoo removed, it's very painful and it also doesn't look so hot. We're going to continue talking about some of the other arrangements David makes for these folks, helps them to look their best. But first, guys, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天要看的是另外一集的 Say Yes, Wedding SOS. 在英文里面呢，一集一集的节目，我们可以用 episode 这个名词。我们来看一下第一段中间的句子。另外一对伴侣 ,in between work, wedding planning, and raising David Jr., Jessica and David haven't made any time for themselves.Personally or as a couple. 在这里呢讲到在工作还有规划婚礼以及抚养这个小孩之间呢这对伴侣呢 haven't made any time for themselves. 我们讲到 make time for somebody, 也就是有抽空或腾出时间自己根本没有时间可以腾出来不管是 personally, 个人或者是呢 as a couple, 或者是呢为对方都没有办法腾出时间来。而如果我们要说 make time to do something, 则是指着腾出时间来去做某件事情。而这时候 George 该怎么办呢？第二段一刚开始 George has big plans for Jessica and David, both of whom lack self-confidence concerning their appearance. George 的想法呢是这样子的，他觉得 Jessica and David 在这里打上逗号 both of whom。 在这里要特别注意到的呢，这里的 whom 代替的就是前面的Jessica and David， 而 whom 呢是关系代名词，补充说明的作用。这两个人呢，两个彼此都对于自己的外貌缺乏自信。要特别注意的是，由于是补充说明的作用，所以前面要打上逗号。如果不写 both of whom， 在这里也可以写And both of them， 要加上一个连接词哦。而后面提到的 concerning， 在这里则是有介系词的作用，解释成为关于什么的意思。有时候我们也会说等于 about， 有相同等的意思。而第一个要做的事情呢，就是要帮 David 去做 hair transplant。 在这里的 transplant 代表的是名词，解释成为移植的意思，要帮他植发。那我们常说接受心脏的移植，则是可以说 to receive a heart transplant。而第二件要做的事情呢，就是要帮他呢移除前女友名字的刺青。在这里我们使用的是 remove a tattoo of his ex-girlfriend's name。 在这里的 remove 则是有移除、去除的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about another episode of our wedding program. Let's see, what was the title again? Say Yes, Wedding SOS. In today's episode, we're talking about David and Jessica, and they lack self-confidence about their appearance. They just don't think they look good. So, of course, George is going to help them put their best foot forward and look presentable on their wedding day. So last time, of course, we talked about the first item on David's to-do list to get a hair transplant. He's going bald. He's losing his hair. And so he's going to get a hair transplant. Next, George arranges a doctor's appointment for David to help him remove that tattoo that we were talking about. I don't get this. It's quite common these days for people to get tattoos. I don't think they look attractive myself because they turn like a dark green color later on or something.
It looks cheap, yeah.
I just don't get it. I don't understand the attraction. Why don't you just...get things on a t-shirt or something. You can always change it, but you know, to each his own.
Yeah.
And everyone's agreed that the couple shouldn't start their married life with such an obvious reminder of the past. Yes, it's so obvious. It's so clear. When I was in college, of course, someone said, hey, you've got a crush on Julie, don't you? Oh, really? I didn't know you knew that. I said, well, it's quite obvious. You know, you're always hanging around her, always wanting to talk to her. So it's very obvious that you're sweet on Julie. So yes, obvious means something that is very, very clear. It's hard to miss.
Yeah, it's visible. Yeah, hard to miss is good. If you have a reminder of something, it's something that makes you or causes you to remember something else. Maybe you have a system where a reminder is sent to you to pay your bills. Some credit card companies will send you reminders saying that your monthly bill is due at a certain time. So they want to get rid of that tattoo so that poor Jessica doesn't have to constantly see David's ex-girlfriend's name on her new husband's body. So they get rid of it. So they also, finally, it says...David gets to go to a dentist who straightens his teeth. I'm not sure how they do that very quickly these days. Usually if you straighten your teeth, you go to a dentist called an orthodontist. They're a specialist who put braces. Usually they're silver braces on your teeth, and they straighten them that way. But usually it takes at least a year. So I'm not sure how that dentist helps his teeth, but...He is able to make his smile look more beautiful that way. Jessica, who never does anything with her hair, she just kind of lets it go naturally, she goes and gets a weave, giving her a soft, romantic look for her big day. A weave is usually given to black women or any woman, usually a celebrity because it's not cheap sometimes, It's a way to put hair extensions into your real hair. They can weave those fake hair extensions into your hair. It starts at the scalp. Sometimes they scalp. It starts at the scalp. Sometimes they will glue them on. If you check the internet, TLC.com, you can see Jessica and David and their makeovers. They look really great. So she gets a weave with her hair, and it gives her a soft, romantic look for her big day. If something's romantic, it makes you think of love. Anything that is related to expressions or feelings of love could be described as romantic. Most guys, for example, don't like to go see romantic movies. They'd rather see action films, not romances. But a lot of ladies, we love romantic things.
Romantic, indeed. She's going to look romantic for her big day. It's going to be her wedding day. So she's getting a weave in her hair. She also goes through something called a microblading procedure. Now, when I saw this microblading, of course, I like to work out, you know, and I used to do a lot of inline blading or inline skating, you know.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
Microblading, gee, is that going skating on a skate with really tiny wheels? Instead of four wheels, you've got maybe 10 that are really small.
Uh-uh.
No, that's not the case. So microblading, again, this is probably something ladies know more than guys, but my understanding is that microblading is a way to make your eyebrows kind of stick out more. What do you, like, put little strokes in there or something like that?
Yeah, they use a semi-permanent dark color and use really tiny strokes, and it looks like your eyebrows are a little bit thicker. It enhances the shape. Some people have really light eyebrows, or maybe you can't see eyebrows. This is a way to give yourself eyebrows.
Okay, so again, it's a procedure. It takes some time to do that. And this semi-permanent tattoo makes her eyebrows appear fuller. So it's not like a tattoo, which is permanent. A tattoo, of course, if you want to remove it, you need to go see a doctor or some kind of specialist to remove that tattoo. And as Stephanie said earlier, it can be a very painful procedure. But in this particular case, it's a semi-permanent tattoo, which means it's going to stay there for a while, but eventually it will fade away. And you'll probably have to have it redone,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe in 6 months' time or something like that. I'm not quite sure, but it's a semi-permanent and not permanent. Permanent means it's there forever. We also use that word to talk about hairstyles that some people get. If you've got kind of boring flat hair and you like to give it some life, you might get a permanent or get a perm for short to kind of fluff it up a little bit. I would call it to get the frizz, basically. A lot of people frizz their hair, make it really fuzzy so it sticks out. I don't really like that myself. I like the natural look, but some people do this. They get a permanent, but in this case, again, it's a semi-permanent tattoo. It's not going to be there their whole life.
So finally, when Jessica discovers that her wedding dress is too big, in fact, it's four sizes too big, that's a lot. During her final fitting, George helps her to find the same style of dress in a smaller size. I wanted to mention here quickly, and I just said it the way I usually see it in Taiwan. If you have the verb help, if you have a verb that follows help, you don't need to, guys. Help someone to do something, you don't need it. Drives me nuts. Help someone do something, Johao. So George helps her find. You don't have to say George helps her to find, which I accidentally said. He helps her find the same style of dress in a smaller size. Good for him. Because if you are in a dress that fits you, you look better. A fitting is just when you try on a dress and they see where they need to take it in or let it out to make it fit better. And to finish things off, maybe, you know, the last final step, George gives Jessica and David's house a makeover as well. Oh, so he goes in and makes their house look a little better. Remember, he's a style expert. I guess he doesn't just focus on people, but houses and places too.
Indeed. So he kind of fixes up their house to make it look good for their special day by removing all the clutter and redecorating the living room, dining room, and master bedroom. The new family will now have a comfortable place to live. So he does various things to their home. He removes all the clutter. Clutter is basically just junk. Stuff in your house that you just don't need, which my house is full of clutter and junk. So he gets rid of all the junk, all the clutter, throws it out, sends it to the dump, And he redecorates different rooms, the living room, the dining room, the master bedroom. Of course, that's where the couple sleep. And the new family will now have a comfortable place to live. Great. Good for them. And to get your fill of Wedding SOS, check out TLC's Say Yes Wedding SOS this September, which is, hey, right now, check your local listings and, hey, check out this program. And you're going to get your fill. In this particular case, to get your fill just means to enjoy something to the fullest.
Yeah. So you want to tune in and check out some of these couples and their experiences as they go through them. I'd like to see what a style expert can do to just ordinary people. They're pretty lucky they get to have a style expert give them a real makeover for free, although I don't want to be on TV necessarily. Right now, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到在第二段中间的句子提到 Everyone's agreed that the couple shouldn't start their married life with such an obvious reminder of the past. 当然在这里提到的 such an obvious reminder 指的呢就是 David 他的刺青刺上了前女友的名字所以大伙都同意呢不应该带着如此明显的提醒的东西去提醒他们然后呢去展开他们的新的生活。在这里的 reminder 当作名词解释成为提醒物的意思。在中文的信件里面我们常会说提醒对方怎么样在英文里面我们就可以说 just a reminder, 这样子的用法。接着第三段一刚开始 Jessica, who never does anything with her hair,gets a weave, giving her a soft romantic look for her big day. 而对新娘来说 ,Jessica, 她从来都没有为自己的头发来做过任何事情。她则是呢去做了 weave, 织法的这个工作让她呢在大喜之日有一种柔和又 romantic 的样貌很浪漫的样貌。而最后一段我们来看一下第一个句子提到 To finish things off, George gives Jessica and David's house a makeover as well. To finish something off, 也就是有去完成或是结束某件事的意思。举个例子来说你最好在睡觉之前把你的报告完成你就可以说 You had better finish off your report before you go to bed.而在这里后面提到的他呢把工作收尾就给他们的房子进行了改造。A makeover 在这里当作名词其实是来自于动词片语两个字 make something over, 也就是有把某个东西翻新跟修改的意思。我们常说啊一个人的个性是不可能一朝一夕就改变的所以你可以说 You can't make over a personality in one day. 接着我们来看到今天文章的最后一句咯 To get your fill of Wedding SOS, check out TLC's Say Yes Wedding SOS this September. 在这里的 fill 当作名词有充足或者是填满的量的意思。所以如果你想要把这个发出求救信号的婚礼看个够那么呢就别忘记要在今年九月来收看 TLC 旅游生活频道的婚礼新人 SOS OK 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
That is it for today's program Thank you so much for joining us And make sure you join us again next time And better yetCatch an episode of Wedding SOS on TLC. You'll have a great time, and it will help you plan your own wedding as well. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.